Let's pray, shall we? Lord, thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for love. Thank you for kindness. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for using us. Thank you now again for the opportunity to stand and declare your word. So thank you again for preaching privilege. Lord, you pour in. You allow us to pour out. That when we leave this place, we leave here the better, not because of us, but because of your word. Bless Pastor Minor and Sister Minor. Bless their family. Draw them close to you. Draw them close to each other. Allow your will to be done in their lives. They shall be beacon lights in the season in which we live. Bless the Macedonia church now, who pauses to honor their leader, their pastor, your servant. Continue to bless them and keep them. Allow their lights to shine, that men, women, boys, and girls will know that you are the Savior. Beside you, there is no other. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. We said together, amen, and bless God. Come on, put your hands together. Give the Lord some praise. How good the Lord is. Let me say this one more time. Come on, put your hands together. Give the Lord some praise. 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 Give the Lord some praise on today. I certainly greet you in the powerful and precious name of Jesus, who is our risen Savior on today. Certainly pause, honor, and salute the pastor and first lady of this church. Why don't you all come on and show them some love on today? Come on, salute your pastor and first lady. Come on. I said, come on and salute your pastor and first lady. Come on, salute them on today. Amen. Blessings upon you on today. To all of these ministers who are sharing with us, officers, members, visitors, and friends. Reverend Butchett, somebody say he here. Where he at? Where? He hiding? Well, hey, Reverend Butch, there you go. Amen. Love you, Reverend Butch. Amen. Bless you on today. Amen. On today, all of these officers, members, visitors, and friends, it's certainly a blessing to be in the Lord's house one more time. The Lord has been good to us. I'll say that part one more time. The Lord has been good to us. He has blessed us and kept us and brought us together again that we might come to live, glorify, and to magnify the Savior. The record declares that the Lord is worthy of all of our praises. Just reach over and tell your neighbor, the Lord is worthy of all of our praises. Now come on and bless him like you know that you know that you know that you know that the Lord has been good, he has been gracious, and certainly the Lord has been kind to us on today. Listen, I am honored, blessed, and privileged to be able to come and share, be a part of this anniversary celebration. I apologize for running late, but we're in our church anniversary over on Hartford. And so Pastor Lonnie Chip and New Mount Calvary Church was sharing with us on this morning from Lansing, Michigan. And I didn't want to leave until I hear what the preacher had to say. Amen. And so I am honored to be here. Pastor Minor, thank you for the invite. I told him I was going to be running late, so I'm honored to be here. Tito outside running around. And Ken on, talking about where you at, calling and texting, and Ken on, what you doing, and all that stuff. You know, I got out there, I said, what are you running around, and Ken on, what you want me to do? And he all nervous and stuff. You know, some people go to church, they don't believe Jesus is an on-time God. Yes, he is. So I bless God for him, the hospitality that is certainly shown on today. Y'all come on and salute the Queenie First Lady of my life in the person of Sister Deborah Mills on today. Amen. Certainly praise and bless God for her, her faithfulness to God. and her faithfulness to ministry, her faithfulness to husband. And so I certainly praise and bless God for her certainly being here on today. Thank you, Reverend Oria, for that introduction. He told me the other day, he didn't tell y'all what I really said. That's why he said, you know, sometime I make you want to cuss. He didn't tell y'all what I really said when he said to me, I'm your older brother, Pastor Twyman, and he said, I'm your older brother. And I said, I didn't know I had an old brother. But I bless God for him. I bless God for his friendship. Amen. His kinship. He is just like a brother to me. And I praise and bless God for him on today. Listen, I certainly solicit your prayers of preaching that the Lord will have his way in preaching. There are a couple of things I believe in. I believe that preaching and amen go hand in hand. Amen. I believe that when the preacher preached, that the church bears witness to preaching. Amen. I just believe that. In other words, in layman's term, I just believe that there's nothing called a silent church. Amen, somebody. The scripture said, let everything, everybody that have breath, praise the Lord. So I solicit your prayers for preaching on today. Now, Pastor Mine, I had a little struggle going on in preaching on today because I had really prepared a sermon to preach your theme, and the Lord kept pulling me away from your theme. And so I'd go back and do something else that the Lord would give me to do. Then I said, no, Terry want me to preach his theme. So I would go back to the theme again. Then the Lord turned around and said, he didn't call you. So after the Lord, Pastor Twyman, after the Lord shot his last bullet, I said, yes, Lord. And so I solicit your prayers for preaching on today. Watch the power of this text. Jeremiah chapter 1. Watch the power of this text. Jeremiah chapter 1. I want to look at verse number 5, and then I want to look at verse number 9. Jeremiah chapter 1. I want to look at verse number 5, and then I want to look at verse number 1. Reach over and tell your neighbor, help the preacher preach. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5. Then Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse number 9. Won't you just stand with me in respect of the word on today? Jeremiah 1 and 5. Jeremiah 1 and 9. When you have it, say amen. Watch this word real quick. Jeremiah 1 and 5 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. Meaning I set you apart, and I ordained thee appointed, laid my hands upon you unto the nation. Watch it again. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Y'all see it? Then the word of the Lord, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. I want to preach a sermon today simply entitled, what he put on you, he also put in you. What he put on you, he also put in you. Tell your neighbor, what God put on him, he also put it in him. Certainly solicit your prayers for preaching that the Lord might have his way in preaching on today. Let me quickly start this text by simply saying, beloved of God, that whatever God starts, he finishes. Whatever God desires to accomplish, he accomplishes it. And whomever God desires to use, he uses. One of the great joys about knowing the Lord and being in a relationship with the Master is to always be reminded of the fact that no matter what we think in life, God is always in charge. I just need a church for a few moments, that God is always in charge, and that regardless to where we are in life, what we desire to do in life, or who we think we are in life, God reminds us on a daily basis that he is in charge of our lives. When you pause and look at God, and most people talk about having a relationship with the Savior, but most individuals don't really pay any attention to what God is really doing in life and living. People say, I surrender myself to the Lord, but we don't really surrender. People say, I'm sold out to the Master. We sing it, rock it, clap our hands, but we ain't really sold out to the Master. And then people have the audacity to turn around and say that because I'm in relationship with the Master and doing what God desires of me to do, why does it seem like God does not hear me, answer me, come and see about me when I call him and carry out the plans that I desire him to do in my life? Well, I thought maybe I would tell you today, maybe you ain't as sold out as you thought. Maybe you have not really surrendered yourself to the permissive will of the Master. Matter of fact, beloved of God, maybe you just don't know him at all. Y'all gonna help me preach up in here? One of the dangerous elements, Dr. Twyman, that has affected the church in the day and time in which we live is that the church is full of individuals who are churchy. But the church is missing a lot of people who are saved. Help me preach up in here, somebody. The church is full of individuals who profess to have surrendered themselves to the church, but has not yet surrendered themselves to Christ. One of the dangerous elements I found out, Pastor Minor, while examining this particular text on today, is that Jeremiah reveals to you and I one of the reasons that most of us have not surrendered. Jeremiah shows us that one of the real reasons that most of us have not completely given ourselves to the Master is simply because Jeremiah says that when you sell out to Christ, sometimes it's a lonely journey. Where are my Bible students at up in here? Where are the people that go to Bible study? I need y'all to help me preach up in here on today. Jeremiah reveals some uniquenesses to us, beloved of God, particularly to the pastor preacher, to the leader of the church. Jeremiah reveals some things to us that most individuals who profess to be called by God desires not to be a part of. And that's this thing called loneliness. It's this thing called rejection. Most pastor preachers want to have a lot of friends. But sometimes the assignment does not cause us to have a lot of friends. You pause and look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah reveals some stuff to you and I, beloved of God, that most of us as individuals, particularly those of us who go to church, we very seldom pay attention to. Jeremiah says to you and I, just in the introduction of his book alone, Jeremiah says that in order for God to get the glory out of us, that we must understand that it all starts with him. Somebody say with him. With him. Jeremiah holds on and then reveals to you and I, beloved of God, not only does it start with him, but Jeremiah also reveals to you and I, beloved of God, that our appointment comes from him. Y'all should really help me preach. Jeremiah reveals not only does it start with him, but that the appointment also comes from him. I often try to tell people all the time, don't think so much about yourself. Don't walk around thinking you all of that. And you got it going on. You know, you think you're a bag of chips with the hot sauce on it. And can't nobody survive and make it without you and carrying on. Don't ever get to the point, beloved of God, of thinking, beloved of God, that we are all of that. Because God has a way of revealing to us you ain't all that. Help me preach up in here, somebody. If I needed an early witness, I would say, come here, Saul. I need a witness real quick in the church
Saul would say, I was so angry, upset with that Jesus and his preaching that he had affected the lives of the Jewish community. And now Negroes are talking about they had given their lives to Christ and no longer following Jewish customs and rules and regulations, that they got grace, you know, based upon this Christ. And salvation comes by the grace of Jesus Christ. Saul said, I got so angry, he said, until I got me some people together and said, let's tear up the church. I'm just paraphrasing the text. He says, let's tear up the church. Let's get our hands on these so-called believers and drag them through the streets and mock them, that people might know that it's all about what we believe, God and God alone, and nothing to do with this Jesus fella. And Paul says he gets himself together. Saul at the time gets himself together and makes his way down the road all the way to Damascus that he might persecute the church. And Saul says, I ran into Jesus. He knocked me from a beast and was God enough to call me by my name. I thought I'd tell somebody real quickly up in here, beloved of God, be careful in this relationship that you have with Christ. Makes no difference what your title is. Everything that God does for us, it is by divine appointment. Somebody say appointment. It is by divine appointment. I ain't gonna hold you long on today. And beloved of God, he reveals that unto us, that it starts with God, that we are appointed by God. And then thirdly, Terry, what he says to you and I is that we must preach that which God has put in us. Tell your neighbor, in us. We got to preach that which the Lord has put in us. Watch this book real quick. Jeremiah tells the story, you know, of the prophet who was known as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. The record says that when you pause and look at Jeremiah, that Jeremiah carries out the message of God. And that Jeremiah does so in the midst of a group of hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and rebellious people. Y'all gonna be preaching here? You gotta watch this here, because what Jeremiah encounters, beloved of God, and says to us in the modern church is, don't be fooled by the crowd. Jeremiah turns around and reveals unto us is that everybody who says amen ain't really listening. And that everybody, beloved of God, who turns around and says they are part of the team ain't really part of the team. Matter of fact, what Jeremiah says to you and I is, you can preach until your head fall off and some Negroes will never hear you. I feel like preaching. I was going to wait on y'all. I'm just going to go to hell in the church every day. What Jeremiah reveals to us is that no matter how long you stand in the assignment, there are just some hard-hearted people. Yeah. There are just some stiff-necked Negroes who have made up in their minds that regardless to what come their way, they just ain't gonna change. Y'all ain't in church with me up in here. Let me give me a couple of witnesses up in here. Listen, I'm gonna need y'all to help me to preach, because the Bible says you reap what you sow. Somebody needs y'all to help me preach up in here real quick. Watch what he reveals unto them, beloved of God. What he says pathetically is that not everybody is going to hear what you have to say. Matter of fact, some people have made up in their minds, beloved of God, long before they become members of the church. And Pastor Swami, I ain't afraid to say it. Some people only join the church so they can have a place to have their funerals. Yeah, y'all help me preach up in there. Not everybody wants to be saved. Somebody say not everybody. Not everybody wants to be saved. But then Jeremiah finds himself in this predicament, because what God has done is that God has chosen Jeremiah for such a season as this. Yeah. Now watch this, because what you need to understand is that Jeremiah inherits some people that are already jacked up. Jeremiah gets some people whose lives are already jacked up before Jeremiah ever gets them. Y'all are not going to help me preach it here. See if I can break this down. So Minor gets some people that are already jacked up. Try and inherit some people that were already. Jay Watson got some people that were already. F.D. Mills ended up with some people that were, y'all didn't help me preach up in there. Yeah, that was jacked up. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture because y'all ain't going to go to church with me up in there. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture that when you pause and look at that, when Jeremiah starts pastoring these individuals, Moses had them first. I sure wish I had some Bible students up in here. Yeah, Moses had these individuals first. And I want to show you a couple of things, beloved of God. Moses had these individuals before Jeremiah ever had these individuals. And watch this here. When the Lord told Moses what he wanted Moses to do, Moses tried to find a way not to be bothered with him. Yeah. Look what Moses says. Moses, first of all, hears God, and then Moses realized that he was jacked up. He was on the run. Yeah, he was hiding because Moses thought Pharaoh was gonna kill him. I wish I had some people up in here. And so Moses flees from Egypt and goes and hangs out. He gets him a wife, and rather than to be seen in public, Moses goes and get a job with his father-in-law's sheep and hides in the wilderness. I wish I had some help up in here. Matter of fact, Moses don't even deal with people. He just deal with sheep. Where y'all at? Where y'all at up in here? I'm in the Bible. He just deals with sheep. And the Bible says that when God arrests him, Reverend Register, he's out there playing with sheep. Yeah. And that no matter how God may have been speaking to him in the past, he never paid any attention to what God had to say. And the record said that God set a bush on fire. I'm just having a little preaching moments up in here. God sets a bush on fire. Moses hears the crackling and smells something burning. But when he turns around, he sees a bush on fire, but it ain't burned up. Watch this now. And the record says that God then turns around, and Moses looked at the bush, and Moses goes toward the bush, and God says to Moses, stop. This is good preaching right here. Take your shoes off. Yeah, because the ground you standing on is holy ground. What God really says to Moses is, I'm getting ready to give you an assignment. And the assignment that I'm going to give you is an assignment where you got to strip off. Yeah. You got to, y'all said, see, take off your shoes. What God really says is, you got to take off yourself. You got to surrender yourself to do the permissive will of the master. Reach over and tell somebody you got too much on. God can't use some people because they're weighed down with themselves. Help me preach up. Yeah, I didn't get to preach this morning, so y'all better come on. Watch this here. Beloved of God, the record said that God reveals unto Moses, you got too much of you on. Yeah, and the reason some of us can't get no glory out of God, Negroes, is because you got too much of you on you. You're too arrogant, you're too conceited, you're too self-righteous. You think you got it going on, God trying to get some glory out of you, but God can't get past you to get to you. God said, take your shoes off. Then God holds a conversation with Moses and tell Moses, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And after a confrontation, cutting through the chase, after a confrontation with Pharaoh, Pharaoh finally says, y'all get up out of here. Here come God riding on a death angel. Done kill the firstborn of every house with the blood. I'm about to go somewhere. Kill the firstborn of every house where the blood hadn't covered the doorpost. You and Israel. And everything they got, get up, get out of here. Now watch this, beloved of God. He only sent them away after God came and didn't recognize the house where the blood wasn't at. Some of y'all trying to figure out what's wrong with your house? What's wrong with your children? What's wrong with your marriage? What's wrong with your husband, your wife? What's wrong? Well, beloved of God, it's a strong possibility that there is no evidence of the blood. Help me preach it here. What can wash away my sins? Help me preach, somebody. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is that blood that makes me white as snow. I gotta go. Oh beloved of God, you gotta get this here. And so he says, get up out of here. And Pharaoh gets them and gets them. And you tell Moses to get them. Moses, get them. Gets up out of there. They're on their way. God is blessing them. They fail to realize God is blessing them. They run into some problems down the road. Help me preach up in here. They're the average church people. They run into a problem down the road. Rather than to see what's ahead of them, they only can see what's behind them. Rather than to see what's on the other side of the river, they can only see what's on each side of them. They say to Moses, you should have left us alone. We could have died down in Egypt. At least we had a burying ground. You bring us out here, the waters in front of us. Help me preach up here. The wilderness is on each side of us. Pharaoh's arm is behind us, and here you are, got us out here all by ourselves. Rather than to pray, they complain. I got to get to my text. Rather than to pray, they complain. And God hears their complaints. Tell Moses what to do. Watch what happens, beloved of God. The record said God then turns around and God pushes them through. Takes them to the place of promise. I'm trying to go somewhere. God takes them to the place of promise. And what God says unto them is they can have anything they desire to have. All they had to do was to be obedient to him. I want to show you something, beloved of God. You have to be obedient to him. And you got to watch it, because before Jeremiah ever got these folks, beloved of God, if you read the word of God real quickly, you'll find out Moses had them. Then Joshua had them. God blessed them, gave them what they wanted. And the record said they became rebellious. Not at the time that Jeremiah gets them, Dr. Register, they're in a bad place. They have become so wrapped up in the idol worship. They have gotten so far away from God. That any time there is a true word that is delivered unto them, they refuse to hear it. Now Jeremiah finds himself giving leadership to this crowd. Somebody say leadership. Jeremiah finds himself now trying to tell them what thus said the Lord. Let me see if I can paraphrase a little bit. Jeremiah was reminding them that the wages of sin is death, that the gift of God was still eternal life. But Jeremiah was telling them that God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that God was revealing unto them that he was a jealous God. Watch the text. The record declares that while Jeremiah was preaching unto them, that Jeremiah finds himself in an unusual predicament. Can I preach right here? See, God has gave Jeremiah a strange assignment. Dr. Twyman, Jeremiah ain't got no wife. That when the pastoral responsibility got hard on it, Jeremiah had nobody to go home to. Jeremiah didn't have no children. Beloved of God, that when things got chaotic, he had no babies to come and hang around his legs. Smile and giggle and release his pains. Jeremiah didn't have no preaching buddies. I wish I had some help up in here. Because the preaching community had got angry with Jeremiah. They didn't like what Jeremiah was preaching. Even though Jeremiah said it's the word of the Lord. Jeremiah didn't have no preaching buddies, that when things got chaotic, he didn't have no prayer partners. Preach meals. He didn't have no prayer warriors. He had deacons, but they wouldn't come to church. He had choir members, but they wouldn't come to sing. He had ushers and nurses, but they wouldn't come to serve. Matter of fact, if you pay attention to it, Jeremiah was preaching to himself. And every time Jeremiah tried his best to do what the Lord would have him to do, it just seemed like something just kept on getting in the way. Oh, praise his holy name. Anybody know the Jeremiah story? Jeremiah kept on trying to do the will of the master. Jeremiah found himself persecuted, lied on, rejected, and even beaten and scorned. Oh, Lord. Jeremiah found himself in prison, locked up in an inner dungeon. Oh, praise his holy name. And Jeremiah was so despondent, so angry and so upset, that Jeremiah said, I ain't gonna preach, I ain't gonna speak, matter of fact, I ain't gonna say his name anymore. Terry Minor, can I come by here and tell you on today that pastoring, it ain't an easy job. Preaching to people, it ain't always a pleasant assignment. Trying to love people who don't know how to love God sometimes put you in a bad place, and sometimes the people you call that you think gonna help you, they don't even come by to see about you. I wish I had some help in here. Can I tell you what happened real quickly? Jeremiah was down in prison, and Jeremiah said, I ain't gonna preach. And then the Lord sent Jeremiah a message. Help me up in here. He said, Jeremiah, before I formed thee in your mother's belly, I had already called you to be a prophet. Jeremiah, before your mama spit you out of a wound, I had already anointed you. I had laid my hands on you. I had already appointed you as a prophet unto the nation. What you trying to say, God? Jeremiah, I had already put it on you. Help me, somebody in here. Anybody know that if the Lord gonna use you, he gotta put it on you. Somebody say, put it on you. The songwriter said it like this: lay your hand on me, Jesus. I don't mind. Is it anybody here that needs the Lord to lay his hands on you? Lift up your head and throw back your head and say, lay your hand. Yes, sir. Oh, Jesus, lay your hand on me. I don't mind. Jeremiah said, that ain't enough. The Lord turned around and said to Jeremiah, don't quit right now, because what I put on you is the same thing that I put in you. I wish I had some help in here. This is what Jeremiah said. I ain't going to say nothing, but the Lord said, I put it in you. I put my word deep down in you, and my word is like a consuming fire. When Jeremiah said, I'm done, and started on his way out to jail, Jeremiah said, I started to leave up out of there, but it's like fire set up in my bones. Jeremiah, God put it on you, then he put it in you. You got a fire that's on the inside. Somebody say fire. You got a fire that's on the inside, and you need to tell a dying world what the Lord put in you. Oh Lord, give them that word that God gave to you. He was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. He healed the sick, and he raised the dead. He gave sight to the blind, and he unstopped the ears. And one Friday, on a hill called Calvary, he died for your sin and mine, buried in a pirate tomb. Help the Holy Ghost. Got up Sunday morning, one foot in the sea, the other on dry land. Oh, power! Oh, all power is in his hand. Preach the word, declare the word, tell the word. Anybody got the word? If you got the word and you know the Lord, all right, say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. Listen, Perry, Pastor Mike, it's in, it's on the inside. Storm may rise, but it's in you. Winds may blow, but it's in you. Enemies may come, but it's in you. You might be lied on, but it's in you. Might be scandalized, but it's in you. Might get sick, but it's in you. And since it's in you, everywhere you go, tell a dying world, he's able. Say he's able. Yeah. He's able. Get you one neighbor and tell your neighbor he's able to keep you from falling. He's able to heal your body. He's able to give you peace. He's able to give you joy. Yeah!
If you're here and you can accept that gospel message, the doors of the church are open. You can come by Christian experience or a candidate for baptism. Or by letter or Christian experience. Now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. If you're here this morning and you can accept the gospel message, come. 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 Don't wait till tomorrow. It might not get, tomorrow is not getting to you. Now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation.